On BBC Radio Northampton, and the same old song. Now, every month we're going to find out about a local walking route which you might like to enjoy. We'll get all around the county, so there should be something for you in your area. Let's meet the man who's going to do all the hard work for us. Dave Askew is author of the Northamptonshire Walks blog and joins me. Thanks for coming in.
That's a pleasure, Helen.
What made you set up the blog in the first place?
My youngest daughter, really. I've always been interested in walking. I've lived down in Northamptonshire for about 40 years now. I think it's a fantastic county and a great place to go walking. Lots of things to see. And I had a couple of Westies and sadly no longer with us, but I started doing lots and lots of walks around about 4 years ago, and I've always been keen on taking photographs as well. And my youngest daughter Emily said to me, look dad, why don't you start a blog? So that's how it all started, really.
And it is a fantastic blog. I mean, when I went to have a look at it, I was like, oh, this is exactly what we need, because I say this often on this programme, it's such a hidden gem, Northamptonshire, isn't it?
Too right, yeah.
And there are so many lovely places to just get out into the countryside.
That's right. And I mean, I don't think it's just the countryside. I mean, there's spectacular views and rolling hills, and we've got forests. You know, we've got rivers at the moment. I'm currently walking the Nen Way in Northamptonshire from Badby down to Wansford. And to see that river start in Badby as a tiny trickle in a ditch, basically. Currently I've got down to round about Cooknoe. And at Cooknoe, you've got boats going up and down it.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And it's not just the countryside, it's the villages, it's the towns and all the history that's associated with them as well.
So how many walks do you go on? How often are you walking?
As often as I can, really. So in Northamptonshire at the moment, we're currently at about, I think it's about 96 walks on the blog.
Okay.
And because my walk takes me all over the country as well, what I do to keep me out of the pub, Helen, is basically I research the area that I'm going to go walking in, and then I do walking as well.
Yeah, did I see you in Wales recently?
Yeah, I spent 3 weeks down in Swansea. And I've been around Three Cliff Bay, and I did walk around Swansea as well. But, you know, great places to go. And the only thing I think we haven't got in Northamptonshire is the beach.
Who needs a beach?
Not on a day like this.
Well, we've got plenty of green spaces, I guess, so we're all right. So do you tend to do longer walks, or...?
I do all sorts, really. I mix it up, really, depending on what the weather is. So I try and get out, if I'm at home, I try and get out a couple of times a week. The longest one probably I've done in Northampton's around about 13 miles, and some of the stages at the Nen Way are 13 miles as well. Last year I did complete the Northampton Round, which is 55 miles around Northampton.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So that's a fantastic walk to do. But obviously I did that one in stages.
Yeah.
A guy got in touch with me a few weeks ago that I think he's spoken to the programme, and he's trying to do it in 24 hours. So he said, my walk inspired him to do that, so he's going to do it for charity.
55 miles in 24 hours, that's
amazing. No, thank you.
No, no, you're all right with that one. So we're going to get you in once a month.
Okay, brilliant.
And you're going to talk us through a walk a month. So what are we starting with? Which walk are we going with today?
Okay, we're starting on actually about the third walk I ever did in the county.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I chose that one, it starts in Braunston. It then goes across to the fabulous village of Ashby St Ledger, and then across the fields to Welton, and then back over the canals into Braunston as well. And the reason really I've chosen that one is that it's got a little bit of everything that Northampton's got to offer. So it's got the canals, and I have to say I absolutely love the canals. The reason I love the canals is it doesn't matter what time of year you're going to walk along them, you'll always see something different, whether it's wildlife or people on boats that waving and shouting to you. Also, there's always something going on. So I've chosen it because of canals. I've also chosen it because of the views. As you climb the hills out of Braunston, you're looking right across, and I think you can see two or three different counties as well. Ashby St Ledger is a fabulous village, one of our best, I think. Got a lot of history attached to it with the gunpowder plot. And then across to Welton, and I really like Welton. Well, I tend to look for things as well that's got a little bit of mystery or story to them. And I was walking down past Welton Church, and there's a gravestone there that really caught my eye, so that was something I put in. And then also Welton had what I call the hospitality of the county. There's a fantastic lady that's got a hospital, what do you call them, where you put the money in the box to get the jams.
An honesty box.
Yes. You put the money through her front door, and she's got jams, she's got marmalade, she's got chutneys and everything like that out in the street. And then you've got the canal and the tunnel back to finish, and then a great pub at the end, which is always
a
good thing.
Always a good thing, isn't it?
That's
tea
right.
room or a pub on a walk
That's
is a good
right.
thing. So how far is that?
This one's about 7.5 miles, but there are opportunities, obviously, to stop in Ashby St Ledger. There's another lovely pub there. And then also at the Admiral Nelson in Broadstone on the way back.
And how easy is it to navigate things like fields?
It's pretty easy, depending on what time of year it is. This time of year, when there's crops growing, this walk in particular, and another reason why I picked this one, is that the farmer does actually keep this walk pretty clear, or the farmers do. So if you've got all seed rape growing in the fields, then they will leave a track right through the middle of it. And that's something that's good as well. So it tends to put a spring in your step when you're walking through crops that are pretty much up to your shoulders, and all you can see is this one path straight down the middle. So I love things like that.
Yeah,
well,
I'm just thinking about the number of people who say that they're allergic to oilseed rape.
Yes.
which I had a really long discussion with Duncan Farrington, who runs Farrington Oils, about how you can't be allergic to the pollen with oilseed rape, because they're pollinated by bees. The pollen is too heavy to be in the air. I think it's the oil and the perfume that makes people sneeze.
Yes.
So it might be one to wait for and not go during the summer.
No, that's right.
Unless you want to run through it and maybe sneeze at the end. It's and when you're out walking... I mean, obviously, you're taking photographs. Have you still got the dogs as well?
No, I haven't. Oh. No. Lost the two Westies. Lost the lad's dog about 3 years ago, called Monty. He was 17. So.
Oh, he did well then.
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah.
So I guess you're not walking at the briskest of paces.
There are times when I like to, Helen, to get a bit of a heart rate going as well. You know, and this walk, when you come out of Braunston and you walk up something called Jurassic Way, and the Jurassic Way is an 88-mile footpath that runs between Banbury and Stamford. So you pick that one up, and that is probably for about a mile, literally a really good climb. So you can actually do it. I do it for physical exercise as well.
Do you find that the walking keeps you fit?
I really do. Yeah, I really do. I used to do a lot of running and the knees gave way. So there's walking doesn't put as much pressure on the knees. And I used to do a lot of fell walking as well, up in the lakes and things like that. So I really, really enjoyed that. I once did the Three Peaks in 24 hours. So Ben Nevis, Snowdon and Scarfell.
Yes.
Never again.
So the walk's on the blog, and like I say, we're going to get you to talk about one every month. Do you have to have a certain level of fitness to tackle them? Do you talk to people? Do you say, you know, there's a big hill in this one, or there are a few styles?
Yeah, I always there's always a section at the start of the walks which gives a bit of a synopsis of it and puts down difficulty. So I will say whether or not there are hills or how difficult it is, and whether it's accessible for everybody as well.
And things like if you're okay to take your dogs, because I guess there are places that you can walk that you can't take dogs.
Yeah, pretty much everywhere that I've done these, though, is dog friendly. But I always used to keep the dogs on the lead. And there are quite a few places that I've been to, really, that you've got the odd sign up that says that that dogs will be shot. I was walking down the Northampton Washlands the other day.
Yes.
And there's a big sign there. Obviously, you can walk around the edge of the Washlands, but you're not allowed to walk down into it. And there is a big sign up there saying dogs will be shot.
Because I think what people don't realise is that farmers are within their rights if they're bothering sheep, aren't they, to do that to a dog.
So Yeah, that's right.
Just be careful if you're out and about.
Yeah, definitely.
So this one is Braunston, Ashby, St Ledgers, across the fields to Welton and then back again.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Well, it's a big circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, 7.5 miles. That sounds kind of doable. Do you need stout walking shoes for stuff like this?
I tend to walk, this time of year I will walk in a good trainer. So most of the fields at this time of year are developing big cracks because it's really dry.
Yes, quite.
So you can walk them in trainers. Other times of the year, I will walk them in walking boots. I'd made the mistake. The only time I've made a real mistake was when I went walking at Firmin Woods. I was trying to take photographs of red kites, and obviously it's really shady in the woods, and I went in flip-flops, and that was the only time I've ever done it in flip-flops, and never again.
I imagine so. Give us a plug for the blog. How can people find it?
Okay, so the blog web address is www.northamptonshirewalks.wordpress.com. We're also on Twitter at Northants Walks, and if you search on for our Facebook group, if you type into the search engine Northamptonshire Walks with a Westie, you'll pick us up on Facebook as well.
It's been lovely to see you, Dave. We'll see you next month.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ellen.